Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychic Jethro, known as Jethro Smith, known as Psychic Jethro. We're having the most fun tonight. I hope you're ready. It is the end of the week. You know what happens on Friday, and especially because we have the holidays. I had other individuals telling me today there's big booms out there. There's things going above their head because America has a birthday. We want to welcome everybody and have a happy 4th of July, a safe one, a fun one. And I'm glad with all of you fans that are lining up at the room, because tonight you definitely are not going to be disappointed, because we've got the best of the best and the funnest of Fridays. You know this person is an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She is the one who was doing seances at the early age of 8. She does also has went radio, TV, works in film industry. She is the one and only Patty Negri. Patty!
Hey! Happy 4th of July! Happy Independence Day, America!
Yay! And we got so much energy. A lot of them are going, what's going to happen? We've also got a guest tonight. You guys that are tuning in, we've had it on here. You're going to love this with our friend April Ashbrook. April's going to be here in a few minutes. She's working on it. We're having a little bit of technical things. You guys deal with the facts so well with me going through this. You always work out. We know it's going to be a great show. Patty's taught me through the years with this. Whenever it's really intense or crazy, that's one of our best shows. And April Ashbrook is a very gifted psychic, very adept abilities, and is American Federation psychic along with me and Patty. So get ready to have some fun. I know a lot of you guys are grabbing the phones. We do ask, because we've got so much going on energy, please tonight, I know that you had me last night solo, and I spoiled you on it of going with it. You can do your name, but at least give us the energy a little bit of it. I don't mind, and I love with you guys going at it, but because of the fact that on Fridays we're so busy, make sure you do talk with us. Me and Patty have done it for years, and April's done it for years, and we're going to love you, but just to get that there. I do ask if you have had a reading with me, especially some of you guys who've been on maybe 2 or 3 times this week, please just say pass, or I just called in to listen, and I love listening with you guys, because that gives the other people a chance. We have a lot of individuals calling in tonight. I think it's April and Patty, because I'm feeling very positive, and we've got the room full pretty much. So you guys know what the wild means, don't you? The wild means you need to go in and enjoy yourself. Be a little wild. Live on the wild side. Have the fun of it. Look at some of these topics. And speaking of topics, we're going to start right out here with a lot of emails that I've got here. Patty Negri, I have to know, my daughter is telling me that she is experiencing a lot of energies and different things in her room. We had a friend of ours come in. They did a house cleansing. We found out this was a positive experience. We now know that she is a fan of Psychics Gone Wild. We want to tell you we love you very dearly. When our 10-year-old daughter explained to us that she wanted to be Patty Negri, my husband said, you do? And he goes, yes. And he goes, he told her, he goes, I looked her up on the computer, and he goes, well, she's a very great actress. And she goes, oh, I love that part of her, but I want to be more like her in the magic part. We think you're one of the best. So we're writing to let you know, Patty, anything you can tell our young daughter here, Olivia, we would love to hear.
Oh, that is so sweet. I am just touched. Olivia, follow your heart. Follow your passion. I mean, I could tell from here you have the gift. And you know what feels right and what doesn't feel right. And if it feels right, you know, follow the light, my beautiful little friend. It's in your bloodline. It's in your ancestry. You feel it. It's from the angels. It's from the heavens. So it's just tapping into that. And it's going to be a long, full life adventure for you. So share it with your folks and have fun.
I've got a couple of you individuals writing in. We're really curious, and if you would let us know what has happened, we have probably a couple other parents that haven't shared that are a little bit nervous. This is something that's very much, you know, going in with the guides working in there. They said you will also be able to work out a level of knowing if there is something else that's going to change with the energy. And when you have a child that has this abundance and this ability, it's just what Patty said, they'll enjoy, let them do this. I'm so happy that you guys got to find out that this was something in light. We have another individual writing in from Los Angeles. They're saying, I'm pretty sure she probably had learned one of Patty's magic loving things that does, that Patty does so well, and that's why the house was lit up. They thought it was a ghost. Ha ha, it was probably light imps of Patty's helping her learn all the fun things out there to do. That's very beautiful. Dennis, we love that. That was a very fun thing to say. And I have an individual writing here. Marie's asking, Patty, can I have the energy or the way of doing some work that would help me with my career? I've seen how you're able to do things. I seem to have a problem here with the work in Carolina. I'm trying to do some theater work, and I can't seem to land that gig. I want to tease Jethro. I know you had said many times before about different things, magic, and I'm going to laugh and say, Jethro, we know about the blue panties that turned you so red. Oh, they got us. I remember that. And that was our Friday the 13th show. And I'm writing here to let you know, Patty, what can I do to get that interview?
Okay. Again, nobody ever said this was the easiest of careers, but you've got to have the passion for it. Again, you've got to have the passion when you go and when you find out, and you've got to look. You really do have to look at it as a job, whether you're, you know, there's different kinds of casting things depend on where you live or local theater. Get in the theater company. Get in a, whether it's amateur or professional or somewhere along the line, community players. If this is what you want to do, you have to do it. You have to sit around going, I want to get discovered, or I want to be an actor. An actor acts. You know, whether it's in your bedroom and reading out the window to all the kids walk by, you've got to follow, because that's the people who do it. That's the people who make it happen. Whether they end up Julia Roberts or whether they end up, you know, a regular life and a regular thing. If it's your passion, you follow your passion and you can make anything happen. But you've got to look for you've got to look for opportunity, and you've got to make your own opportunity.
I love that. And Patty, I've got to say, that's got to be the most individual, strongest energy that I've always been impressed with you as you're working with and working with other individuals. I've seen this with different times of shows and that work. You have a presence, and I got to tell you, of my stardom friends and people I've met, that it just says that. I mean, there's a part of you just living low and loving and making it happen. I think that's probably why I'm so impressed through the years as we've gotten to know each other and working through this. You feel that energy. Did it come naturally, or were you a person that just had that feeling that you knew?
Not really. I had to work at it. I was amazingly shy as a child. Amazing. I think because I lived in the other world more than this world, and so I really had to work at coming out of a shell with it. And so just with the more practice makes perfect. The more going out there, whether it's, are we there? Can anybody hear me?
You're okay, but we got you. Hang on. We're going to be there. We love you. There's our guest.
Really funny things over there.
So we love you guys. Go ahead. But Patty was talking about here with it, and it's okay. Those of you tuning in, we're having a Psyche's Gone Wilder Wild. Every time we have a really great show, everything in the technical support can. If you have looked on the picture, I think that I have like a Dixie cup now and a few strings, and we're throwing back and forth here across the country. And this is our radio show station. I got to tease some of you that are writing in. I've got a couple of you asking the most silliest stuff. Yes, Patty has done a seance. They're asking that you did a seance and you're okay. That's what they're right. We have some really silly.
I've done hundreds of seances and I'm okay. I've done seances, like Jethro said, since I was 7 or 8 years old. I do seances on a regular basis. They're not scary. They can be scary, but you have to know what you're doing, and you have to be very careful of who you call in. Like, I'm sure most of you listening in believe in psychics and mediums. It's really a form of the same thing, of the mediumship. It's just we put it into a certain package, in the dark, working with spirits, calling them in so you can get more, you know, things that go bump in the night and table knockings and things flying through. But it's only scary if you allow in scary things. And I've never, and I'm, it's, yeah.
And I can testify, those of you listening in, that, you know, even with all the years of this, and you guys have read my book, there's a part in the chapters there where I had a little bit of odd situation as a child dealing with a person that was doing medium work. It was very awkward. But I also can tell you, being into a mediumship with Patty in Los Angeles was very phenomenal. It was a great experience, and it was done, like she said, it's totally different. You can tell the difference, and when Patty does this, because she does have control, there is a situation, and it was a very positive enlightenment. I got to see not only the mediumship, which I do for my own people, but I got to see even a positive work of Patty helping a lot of other souls there, and we had a soul that needed to go to the light that we were able to help. It was a very phenomenal experience. We've got to grab those phones, and I don't know if you guys heard, and I want to tease our guests. This is our phenomenal April Ashbrook. April, thank you. I'm sorry the phones let you in like about 1 minute ago.
I'm so sorry. I did not know. I came into my room, and I was like, ooh, what was that? Sorry, guys. Hi, Patty. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, April.
You?
Good. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome to our
Fantastic.
Show.
So how are you?
I'm excellent. Happy 4th.
Great. We love all of it. You guys are tuning in, and this is the American Federation's Friday Night Going. And we've got a lot of friends calling in going, Jethro, we've got to get on the phone. You always say I'm going to be in. I'm the one down there I'm sure you never pick, and I guess agree with you because you just showed me your area code, and you'll be the 4th caller if you're good. But if you're silly, then I'll put you on that hold. No, I'm teasing you. I will put you in. You relax. 904, it's Psychics Gone Wild Friday. Are you ready to have some fun?
Yes, I am. Hi. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Welcome. You got in, you're ready, you're on the Friday night show, and you get to talk with Patty and Jethro and our lovely guest April here. What question do you have? Let's see which one of us is gonna be able to help you with this situation.
Okay, this is Alexandra, and I am so ready to move back to Texas, and I'm trying to get everything situated in regards to employment when I get back there. So I'm just trying to see, when do you see the actual move for me?
April, want to go?
I was here in next month. Next month.
So in August?
For the move.
Yeah. I would go with that. I love that.
Number 6 and number 11. Next month. That's what I got. What do you have?
Yeah, I get that it's very soon, too. I get that it's very soon. And I get that things are going to start to fall together. If it, like, it's like, really? Am I really ready? Things are going to fall together because you're working at it.
Yeah, because my job is giving me a hard time with transferring, so I've just started, instead of putting all my eggs in one basket, I've started, like, applying for other jobs instead of just depending on them transferring me.
Okay, good. Put it all out there. Open all doors. You know, I do really think it's going to come together, though, so... Just open all doors, apply for other jobs, put the transfer in here, let them know how much you really want to be there.
Okay.
We're in Texas.
Dallas, the DFW area.
Ah, I was just there last weekend. I loved it. There's a beautiful little...
Why did you
take
me? Why did you take me?
I could have fit in my suitcase. There's a beautiful, when you get there, I don't know if you know it, there's a beautiful store there called Miracles of Joy. And they have just beautiful crystals and spiritual needs and candles. And they have amazing workshops, and they bring people in from all over. And they have, it's a really nice part of the spiritual community. So look up Miracles of Joy when you get back to Dallas.
Excellent.
Okay, Miracles of Joy, got it.
Mm-hmm. Tell them, Alexandra.
Okay.
Yes. Make sure you put in at psychicsgonewild.com. We're giving away presents tonight. We're looking at having a blast, and we love you for calling in. I apologize. We're having to keep
Thank
it limited.
You.
There's a large crowd for these two. Like, it's, they draw them.
Thanks.
Welcome. We have a little bit of a crazy.
I got the number 6 and number 11, and that just means stay positive in everything you do. That's what that means. Just FYI.
No, very good. Excellent. And they got there with Oshana, and we love you with it, April. I got to tease you. They're telling me that, April, you sound a little bit like there's something going on. They're reading you already. You've got to watch our group. We've got a large followers here, and they're like, we're reading this about it, and we're picking up that Jethro didn't tell us anything about April. We want to know what kind of psychic she is and what's going on, and why is he hiding her, and what's going on with you and Patty that you're having so much fun with her, and we don't know about her. Share your friend. Hey, gosh, you guys have to have everybody that I have. April Ashworth's
the What can you guys say about me that I don't know what to say? I just been here all along, right, Jethro? Right, Patty? You guys have known me for over a year.
Yes.
Correct?
Well, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. You're a beautiful psychic. We tested her for the Federation, okay. So she's tested and certified psychic. But tell them a little bit about you.
I live in California, packing up and moving to North Carolina in a new journey, new life on the beach in Jacksonville. So I'll be out there by August 4th, August 5th. I've been in some classes lately, learning a bunch of stuff from my toolbox. Jethro's been helping me, mentoring me into more modalities, learning more about the vibration. If it's too high or too much, I can pull it back. I apologize. the frequency is my vibration. I apologize if it's too high. It's my first time on the radio show. So I'll pull back and say, okay, calm down and just ground. So it's all good. Yay. What else can I say?
Beautiful spirit.
Else? That's about it.
Beautiful girl.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you're moving. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, 2,930 miles, but who's counting, Patty? Who's counting the mileage?
Well, good luck. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you. Sold our business that we've been having for 15 years, and I'm making a new website, True Self Love. So that's trueselflove.info. It's in the makes right now, so that way I can get it all done. But since we're packing and moving, I haven't finished the website. Yeah. So much on my plate. It's fun, though. I love it. I'm
That's
excited
awesome.
To be there. Yes. The beach. I want to go to the beach.
Awesome.
We love it. Those of you who tune in tonight, this is Psychics Gone Wild with April Ashbrook. Now you guys know her friend. Don't be like that. There's Patty Negri here, the wonderful, phenomenal, gifted psychic actress, and just loving Patty. We've got a lot of people writing in right again asking us, we wanted to do the part that you and her talk about with the toning. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, Patty, you call it something different. I call it toning. It's a friend of mine that's in Arizona. They still love when you go through and put the energy out to do the vibration. Would you do the do them for us. Patty does this so phenomenal, and it raises the energy.
You are all so cute. Yeah, I call it Hecka work, working with Heckas. And yeah, it is toning. It is toning. Again, sound, as you know, I work a lot with sound, bells and chimes and drums, as I'm sure many, many of you do. But our voice is an instrument as well. Just like you're singing hymns and chants, hymns in church and chants in wherever, how that changes the vibration. Just like amen in church or om in yoga class, you feel it resonate through your whole body. There's lots of, without getting into the whole alphabet of things, like vowel sounds themselves give form. So if you're looking for some clarity in your head, like you got a job interview, or you got something so important where you really want your head together, just do some vowel sounds combined with the breath, which is pneuma, which is breath of life itself. No, there's no pattern on how to do it right or wrong way, but A-E-I-O. As silly as that sounds, 30 seconds of committing to the sound, your head will clear up because it's bringing in that element. It's bringing in that beautiful element. Same thing with, sorry, I don't know, there's a phone ringing there. Same thing with Like, you want some, you need some fire, you need some energy. Again, I don't want to go through all the, you need some fast energy and fire, that lightning strike, that dragon energy, that serpent. Do some Z sounds. Those are my favorite. Again, no right pattern to do it. Make it up yourself. That Z, Uza, Aza, Ze, Za, Zu, Iza, Aza, Oza, Ze, Z. And you feel it. And as soon as you start doing that, within 30 seconds, you're going to feel it right in the base of your spine, right with that kundalini energy, and it's going to start to rise up your spine, and you will have that passion, you will have that energy, you will have that lightning strike that you need to do whatever you want to do. Nature, God, the universe has given us every tool within our bodies and world to work with, so just keep on breathing.
I love it. We have another individual going, this is what we love about it. We are in Sedona, Jethro. You're right about this. With this, every time that she does this, we go up to Jerome. Jerome, those of you know, it's right above Sedona. It's a small, beautiful town there named Jerome. And they said, we go up there, we listen to the energy of the show. I have for years listened to you, Jethro. I love the energy. I think that you found a very good friend with you. Patty ought to come to Sedona together and rock these mountains one more time. It's just so fun to hear you again.
Let's go.
We go. We love it. It'd be fun.
10 years.
Oh, and they, you know, and the thing is that with our work, we could probably work maybe 4 or 5 hours, and then I would want to get some vortex time. You guys always make me work all the time. We want to play too, so you guys do that. So we would love it. That would be fun. We would do it. 737. You got through. It's Psyche's Gone Wild with me and you and Patty and April too. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Fourth. Hi, my name is Nancy.
Welcome, Nancy.
Thanks. I have a question for you. I've been doing some channeling for a while, and I've started doing some readings for some friends, and I just wanted to know if you think that I'm ready to put out a shingle and start charging and, you know, doing a little business with this. Am I ready or not?
Yep. Confidence. Just do it. Charge small, raise your prices eventually.
Okay. Yeah, start it out very organic. Start it out
okay.
Organic, and if you've done enough of the reading for your friends and family, and do it, and then start with a nominal feel until you really get confident, even more confident with it. And I think that'll happen pretty fast.
Okay.
And get a hold of Patty and get tested for our American Federation. I can feel your ability. You are definitely, we need to get with you in there. I feel there's another part of your sensitivity that's also heightening. Those of you that are tuning in tonight, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. Nancy, our friend that's called, and what you're talking about too is that Saturn right now is going retro, meaning not only is it going backwards in its energy, it's putting karma into effect. So you're heightening these abilities. You're in the right perspective to do this. And I love what Patty said, how she's saying with the slow, because I also getting a little bit of, I got to tease you a little bit there. Keep showing me that you had some of these other energies that you kind of stored for a while, and now you're like a little girl that's opening her hope chest. You're like, look at all my pretties. You know, that's what I'm seeing.
That's true. I just became a Reiki master. I've known all this for 10 years, and I've been afraid to go public. And so I'm ready to go public and serve people. And it's just, I didn't want to go out there before I was ready. I just wanted to make sure that I was ready, get my ducks lined up, and then go do it. And I think now's the time. And so I'm really excited because it's a whole new change of you know, finding a Reiki practice and doing readings and moving and just lots of stuff. So yeah, it's exciting.
Beautiful, and it's needed now. Again, as the shift's going on and the veil is thinning. And if people are crazier and crazier, they need more people with the gift. They need more people to really to talk with. So, yay.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for your help.
Beautiful.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Beautiful.
You enjoy your week.
We love you, Nancy. That phones are grabbing onto her. You know, it's the 4th of July. Everybody's got to get out that paper.
All right.
I love it. Going wild here, and it is the night. We've got so many callers, so much time, and so little to do, and what we're going to get for you. We've got to tease you guys. If you're getting in, those of you getting the stamps, make sure you check in the mail. If you're on our list for Psyche's Gone Wild, you'll be getting our newsletters and all of our fun things that we let you know what's going on, events. One of the positive things right now is that the newsletter is going out with a postage stamp of all of yours truly, Psyche's Gone Wild hosts and hostesses. Yes. I got to tease Patty. I don't think Patty's even seen herself yet.
I haven't seen my stamp yet. I haven't seen anybody's stamp yet.
And I got to laugh because we haven't, and he hasn't got to the ends yet in our list, but I got to tease you with the Andersons, which is my family from other ones. My grandson also got to look at the stamp, and we joked because they've decided that Robert is now Patty's youngest, one of her youngest new fans. He has Patty Negri put up on his board, and he wants to start collecting these. And my son laughed. He goes, Dad, I didn't think you'd ever get, my other grandson collects coins, and Robert is just an active child. He goes, now you may have made a stamp collector out of him. Yeah, thanks for all the fun things. He made him laugh because he goes, this one's mine. So we got to see what she's got with her. We love all of you guys. Tune in. Get with us. Go to psycheskunwall.com. Tonight we're giving away a black tourmaline wand, which is an energy, and it's a very it has
April and I are going to go for it.
You got to get this, guys. It's got all seven of the Reiki stones on the side of it. It has been put together with copper on both ends. Plus, it's a 9-inch piece of black tourmaline with a clear rainbow at the end to raise the vibration to what you want on the tip of the wand, and on the other end of it is a round rose quartz to keep that unconditional love flowing through the healer so that you're safe no matter what you're putting into that black tourmaline. So I do think that those of you who are putting in, you definitely want to go to Psyche's Gone Wild tonight and put in. And we always have a fun one. We've had a lot. We've had guests on Who and People Is. I apologize, this week has been so really busy. Just put in there what you like with Psyche's Gone Wild or what you don't. I will read over the air unless it's really crazy, and then I will probably laugh and keep it for when I need to giggle. But I need you guys to do the fun thing. Go to there and put it in. We've had a lot of individuals. This is what we do for you guys. We grab those phones, and here's that person that didn't think she was going to get in here. She's got the phone. It's Miss 352. How are you?
Hi, Jethro and Patty and April. How you doing?
Great.
Hello. Great. How are you?
Not too bad. I have a question for Patty. I applied for Social Security disability 3.5 years ago, and I just keep getting turned down, and I finally got a court date in September 19th, and I'm just wondering if you're getting any feelings on how this is going to turn out.
Okay, so the date feels really good for some reason. That date feels very powerful for some reason. I'm not looking at any what moon cycles or sun cycles or anything is, but... Okay, is it going to turn out good? I get that it's going to go good. I do get it's going to get good, and not because of what you're doing there, but because of what they see, if that makes sense. You know, that you do have a case, whatever you're supposed to get, and they're actually going to see that. You know, but have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, if that makes sense. If there's any preparation that you need to do, be 110% prepared. But
I'm 100% prepared.
Good. Yeah, no, I see it's so good. Don't you think so, you guys?
Yes. Oh, yes. Very good. Yes. You've got a buzz going on there. I want to teach you.
Very well. It's a buzz.
Okay. All right. Great. That's great news. Thank you very much for your help. You guys have a nice 4th of July.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Tuning in, we've got a lot of you callers and teasing a bunch of you that are on the phones. They're telling me, Jethro, it's gotten even wacky because if you look in the room, your own people have been collecting. Jan has a Patty Negri stamp, too. Where's my stamp? Jethro, if you're not going to send to me in Alabama, I'm going to go over and make sure all your chicken fried steaks are hit again. Nobody's hiding food on me. I'm going to deal with you. You guys are always threatening with my food. We love you guys, and we will get them out there. I got to tell you, we're going through it alphabetically. You guys know that I also have help helping with it. There's so many of you guys. You've got to give me a little chance as we print them out. I also love the fact that we are sending them out in parts. My mailman did let me know that he's going to have a hernia named after me if I don't quit sometimes. So we love you, and we're working with into the post office. You guys are fun. We've got a writing here. Jethro, Russell needs to do another video. If he needs some help, tell him to call us over here in Indiana. We sure love Patty. I've got some ideas that'll put a video together that'll put the lights on YouTube like they've never seen. I've got to tease you guys. This last one of his made me laugh so bad when he wants to hear Patty's lovely voice. Then I find out it was the first video, and you're hiding videos. Jethro, I'm going to hide your food. You better start showing us what's going on. Everybody's after my food tonight. I don't know why. 310, you got to come in. We've been here for half an hour. Are you ready to go Psyche's Gone Wild?
Hi. Hello, everyone. Hi.
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 Hi, my name is Lynn.
Welcome, Lynn. Welcome you calling in. I apologize to you. Our phones are just a little kooky. It's not the other side. It's called our – we have cheap system.
I know a lot's going on. The Saturn retrograde. I know. Okay. It's okay. My question has to do with my love life. I recently moved into a wonderful community that I really like. Will I meet a romantic partner here, or what's going to happen for me in my love life here?
Jethro?
Is that anything?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Usually the relationship man.
Yes, and I do see
Isn't
that. And Lynn, I love
Jethro?
I see that with the Cupid, and I see the energy with your angels also working with you at such a level that you're also putting into something that's happened for you. With what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a beautiful checkered board, like a restaurant, the other situation, and they're telling me that it is also part of it is like the person's going to take you out on Esalons and something here with it. I am seeing that there's something to do with this man wears dress clothes, very nice. I feel like this is a friendship that's turned into more, is what they're telling me. They tell me this is something that's going on with you that's very much been needed, but the timing wasn't right. And I'm going to laugh, but you had some silly person kind of in the way. She wasn't really with him, but something going on. I'm sorry, Lynn, you asked, so we're going to go there. Whoa.
Oh,
first time
God,
I
read yet.
Whoa. First time reading you. I'm good at this. I've had people say, where were you looking?
God.
Just stay out of my closet. But I
hear
the
wow.
energy. Yes, and there's another energy there with this individual with you, and I feel that this is also what was needed. But they're telling me by September things kind of cool down again, and you're a little bit wondering what else is happening. There's something that's supposed to take with this relationship. This person has been developing or working out something that's not right in their area, and I feel that they want to work out of town or they go someplace, and I feel that this relationship's going to take a very intense toll on do you want the long distance or do you want your honey close to home? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes. I want him close to home.
Well, I feel it.
Yes.
Yes, I feel that. You love me. I helped you build the energy. It's nice, you guys. You're a new caller. Can you tell me where you're getting – who told you about us? Was it one of our friends?
Well, you know, I have called periodically. I live in West Hollywood, California.
You're by me.
Yay!
Oh, I'm in Hollywood. Yay!
We're
neighbors.
I love it. Yeah, I love the energy out here. It's just wonderful.
Yes.
And, I'm ready.
You're
oh,
so
my God.
Cute.
Excellent. Definitely call back in. We see this. Thank you for letting us read for you with that. I thank you. I could tell you got a little blush, and I laughed because they've teased me. Patty on Friday the 13th, we had a show, and Patty explained to us that her good luck was her blue panties. And then she made me laugh at everybody teasing. And I think you've turned more red than I did on Friday the 13th, but I love the fact that you've made our night. So definitely you're blessed. Come back with us, and let's go wild again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, we're looking here. We love it. April, we love you. Thank you for coming in, being a guest with us. We got this going. Patty's, this is when it gets wild. Patty's other fans come in, and they usually blow the circuits. I'm a little scared with your energy in there because we've got the system already on hot wire. I feel like that old Star Trek thing. We can't put more into it, mate. We've got to slow the thing down. Put the power down because I'm feeling the energy. I love it. April, you definitely got to come back. Thank you for being such a special guest. You rock. I love you, and we will talk soon.
Thank you. I'm humbled. I'm so happy to be with you guys tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful April.
Thank you.
We are rock and we love her. There was our April Ashbrook. You guys got to meet one of our really cool friends. And yes, we have more. We're going to be sharing wild stuff all the time. Have you recently looked at your psychicness and seen if you liked it? This is one of my topics I've been working with my students. They're like, Jethro, you've went wilder than you went wild. If you're sitting down and you're sensing with your energy and you're liking the levels you're going, make sure that you're doing those, not just the affirmations. I know we all affirmation with our chakras. We affirm. We need to do that physically and spiritually. spiritually and mentally. Make sure that you're also putting out what Patty talks about with her dream work. I got to tell you, I've been so impressed that you're putting in that energy there to get that in the dreams. And then let's all of us take it to this level that we put a little time capsule together. Let's sit down tonight. If you have a 4th of July is the perfect time, you're going to remember the 4th of July, I sat down and I did a time capsule. The capsule you're putting in is the progression of where your abilities are going to be in 6 months. You're going to love it because you're sitting there. It excitement opens your future. It gets you doing exactly what Patty said. You're feeling it. You're in there. You're grabbing a hold of the energy. I'm going to be able to read auras in 6 months. I'm going to be able to sense the numerology around people, their totems. Grab on to at least 3 really strong conceptives. Tonight with my psychic circle and the energies we had here in Tampa, we were very elected and honored to see that you guys are going to be getting this at 9 o'clock. So you right now are at 6:34. We're 9:34 now. As the energy goes into about 9:33 out there, remember those numbers, 9:33, you want to put that time capsule in the energy because what's happening is the force and the energy on this planet. We've heard about the pyramids. Those of you tuned in last night at 8:08, and we heard about all of the things with the lady talking to me with the numbers of 8. It's ironic. I just now have now apartment 8 too here. I'm like, well, the 8s love me. That manifesting is going to be happening. So make sure you're putting in that time capsule. And then you're going to turn around and you're going to open it up next year on the 4th and see how your progressions multiplied by 3. It's very exciting. You know, I've had you guys tell me for years, Jethro, we believed, and I know you guys worked with me on the first radio show, I believed a long time ago and have proven that everyone has the ability. We've also proven now that we're heightening it with all these tools. Now we're in the decades. Let's take it up another level. Grab onto it. You know, if there's something that you work with, okay, I have always been a little nervous. Now I'm not with mediumship. Let's say I'm nervous with developing that part of the numbers where you sit down and get the reading down. Or I'm worried about the numbers of picking up the numbers. That's a whole different area of, okay, when I've gotten the lottery or gotten things. Take one of those subjects and put that baby in there and write it like you know it. I'm going to be able to do this at, and make specifics that you write the date for your time capsule. I love you, and let's see what fun you have. Those of you who are tuning in, we're going to be giving away some magic here in July. We're going a little hotter, a little wilder. We have some of the friends that are coming in. Tonight you're here with the Wands starting out. The Blue Moon Treasures is our sponsor who is on with Fridays. They love us dearly. They've also got our other friend, Lady Arango, came in too, and she said that let me know here at about 8 o'clock tonight that she's going to be sending some things down here for you gentlemen and ladies that would like to have some of those beautiful necklaces. She makes beautiful stuff there in New York City. She also has some semi-precious stones that we're going to be working with her that will be given away this month with the prize. We got to work with Patty, and Patty's all new to this, but she wants Patty to come up with some clever something about Patty. You've got to know. You listen to Friday's show, then you got to know something about Patty. We all know now with their blue panties, which really makes us laugh, but we got to get 5 different things. The person who answers the 5 different things at the end of the month of July will win the basket of magic, and that magic can be anything from a fluorite necklace to a wand to magic energies. We've already had a friend that's contacted and loved the idea, said they would be willing to send some non-edible herbs, but herbs that you could put in there to do with it, such as, you know, some dragon's blood, some things that you can use as a tree that you could burn to do for prosperous. There will be instructions with it, so if you guys are ready to try magic, Patty will come up with something in each show. She will share something of Patty's, and then you have to have those 5 things of how well do you know Patty to win the magic basket. What do you say, Patty?
I love it. Let's do it.
So fun. We have such fun, and that's what this is about. I had someone tell me yesterday, they go, Jethro, you need to give up something. I said, it's going to have to be your radio show, and I'm like, not in this lifetime. This is where I have my fun. I work hard all week. Today actually was 9 readings again. What is really the positive part for me is to sit down and read with you guys and have the fun and have friends like Patty. So put in. Let's see if you can get that magic basket. We got to ask you, Patty, what will be the first thing that only the listeners tonight can know about Patty Negri that we would be something that we can add to one of our 5 things they have to know?
Oh, something, and I'll stay away from my panty color. wow. Let me think for a second. Are we looking for something magical? Or are we just looking for something silly about me? I need clarity on this concept. Help me, Jeff.
Yeah, oh, no, that's okay. Just something about you. We got your fans are writing in. They go, one of the things is Patty was the first person at the age of 8 that did her first seance. That's something that would be about Patty. Patty also said tonight that she was very shy and timid as a child. That's something about Patty that we didn't know. They're helping you. They got people, right? They're going to have your 5 here in a few minutes. Those all work.
I'll give you one. But my actor side of me, since you guys know all the psychic side, the actor side of me, Sylvester Stallone gave me my Screen Actors Guild card in Rocky III. Probably most people wouldn't know. And it was singing, and I am not the world's best singer, just like I did Master Chef, and I'm not the world's best cook. I was a Rocky girl on that movie. It was one of my first movies ever. And Sylvester Stallone went around and said, I need a backup singer for his brother Frank Stallone to sing in a scene, one of those big scenes from Rocky III. I raised my hand, and I did it. I was so scared. And he hired me. And then they were saying, oh, no, she's not SAG. You can't hire her. And then other people who were SAG. And Sylvester Stallone stuck by my side and stood up for me. And it was like one of the most joyous days ever, you know, for a young actor. It was awesome.
I love that. Oh.
Actors Guild card.
Excellent, you guys. You're writing that down. And we're reading in the room. I know 5 things. She's amazing, awesome, lovely, fun, and beautiful, and gifted. That works. See, you guys, it's going to be so simple. I had someone tease me. They said, why is these contests so simple? We're not out there to find the Einsteins. We're out there to have fun. The best way for us to have fun is to get you involved with us with it. I had a person write me yesterday and said they can't wait to see what our next holiday is going to do. And I got a little trouble. I didn't have a chance to do our video. Those of you who have listened to Happy, we have a very fun one that's out there, a video of ours. We also have a couple other fun cards we do. And I will send one on tonight with Facebook. They're writing, Jethro, we missed the fun parts of it. Where's your jokes? You're forgetting to put on Facebook jokes. Are you too busy? Have you forgotten your people? I've not forgot my people, my silly friends. I will definitely love you and be putting that on. We are working together to help you, guys. We've had a lot of you hang on. Be patient. 845, you're on live.
Hello?
Hello, welcome. Sorry, you had to wait a little while. Couldn't get that. Yes, you're fine.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good, thanks. Okay, question is... oh, my God. I would like to know about my love life, what you see, what you can tell me about it.
We need to get permission from your guides by saying your name, if you'll give us your name so that we can read you.
Lucero.
Okay, Lucida, I'm really laughing here with the energy. It's ironic that you want to talk about the relationship and the love life because you've got your boxing gloves on. You've got another part of your energy that's ready to take in the energy of what you want. They're showing me there's a part of you that's developing something here with this. I feel that there's a person that that you've been in a relationship or something there that's still harboring, and you're ready for something new is what I'm feeling.
Yes.
Yes, and I love you. You're such a shy one. You're a cutie. First time I read you, yes, Jethro, go deeper. Well, the energy and what they're telling me with the guidance and the love for you also I'm feeling with you is I'm sensing that this has to go to another part of you, the way you are. You have a side to you that needs to laugh and enjoy that part of life. I keep seeing the magic of like a gypsy with you. I'm seeing this other energy there of the woo, the passion, the love, the flowers, the laughter, the whole part of life. And I feel that what has happened is that you're getting stuck with someone that's over here talking furniture, laundry soap, and you're like, no, this isn't going to happen. So what they're telling me that's going to be strengthening is that there is another situation, but I keep feeling like, are you living in an apartment or something? Because I keep seeing someone, it's like a couple doors down. They're making a joke. They're like 3 doors down. They're laughing and drinking and having a party. That's what I'm hearing.
No, I don't live in I live in a house by myself.
Okay, I'm seeing it. It's like, well, whatever 3 doors down means, something a little bit different around. Someone in your neighborhood, do you see what I'm saying? There's someone that's in there that's had the interest to you that now is going to do it. But you've also, you're a little bit of a recluse on some things. You're a little nervous or something. I'm picking up there's a part of you that you're getting to acclimate to where you're not so sure about some of the culture here or something is what they're telling me.
Yes, because I'm very spiritual, and then most of the people I'm very different. Like, I don't like movies. I don't like to go to the restaurants. Usually people invite me to those places, and I don't really like it. I'd rather to go and walk. Very simple. Don't like to be. I like to go to beautiful resorts or something like that. But I don't really like to go and sit down in a restaurant.
Well, guess what? There's somebody who's exactly like you out there, or actually there's many people exactly like you, so show your colors. You know, I felt almost not apologetic when you said that by you, but a little like, oh, but I'm different. Shine that as a badge. Really. It's magic. It's romantic. It's you're very romantic.
Yeah, but the people that I meet always want to just go to the restaurant, go shopping, go this. I'd rather to go to a beautiful place and stay there. And then sometimes I feel like, okay. And I have been in a relationship that I came 3 years ago, but the person is still very interested in me. He keeps giving me things and telling me that he wants to go back, and I say no, but I don't really want to tell him, but I'm telling him no, I just want you as a friend. But I don't really know how to end a relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said, that was like the laundry soap. And I laughed because the guys are telling me that it's a shame, because I got to tell you, that's what they were meaning about the gypsy part and the loving and the romance. You're exactly what the things that people write about in books. You want to take this out. You want to do the love. You want to live. You want to be there. You are the word that is known so well, and that's passion. That's what life is about. And I love, that's why I tease you a little bit, you know, you're perfect, because you say it different. I'm like, no, you're right on the game, because you're also not wanting to deal with this other craziness that's happening in the world. People get so much of it. I love the news and the part, but nobody should be sitting many hours and doing that together. I mean, and I got to tell you, I know of times with a date, I want to get to know that person. Sitting there for 2 hours watching a great person on the movie, I'd rather be that movie star doing it myself, you know? So I agree with you. I love you. I'm glad you called in. Thank you for being one of our fans. Please tell your friends back, and maybe you'll win. They'll be the winner here. We're going to pull that name for that black tourmaline now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Those of you tuning in, remember to go to psychicsgonewild.com to get the reading with us. That's where you're going to put in for this the contest. That's where you find us. Patty Negri's information's there. Jan Bach, Drakey. You never know who else we've got in there. We've added some other friends. Some of you know that we always add our super special guest stars. April Ashbrook will be put in there, and you'll get to see and know there. I apologize tonight because Blog Talk has grabbed her name and ran with it, but we've got it back. I have ways of getting a hold of them. So those of you tuning in, loving the internet, don't get wound. Get wild. Come and see us. We've got to take this time. I'm pulling out the name here, and it's Antonio Riconesenda. Antonio in Italy. Okay, we got one of our regular friends. And I got to, speaking of, thank you, Antonio. We will be sending this to you. I got to tell you, I love the fact of you guys that are sending it out through Facebook with the friends. Brenda Epperson, you made me cry and laugh, and I haven't been that happy to get a present from Japan. You made my day. I love fun mail. And I got to tell you, my fiance here was so happy. She's like, this is the excellent thing. She eats with the sticks and knew all about it. She laughed. She goes, Jethro, we're going to teach you to get that fork out of your hand and maybe slow you down on a round of it. So we love you, and you made it. It was so much fun. I want to tell you, Antony, congratulations. We will be getting that out. It looks like, from what I remember of when I've sent, I have had another winner in Italy. They told me that it took about 8 to 10 weeks sometimes. I know that you guys have a thing with your mail. Definitely, I will send on this with the express, because I know that there is a situation over there. It's something really wild in your country that people like to take the mail. Those of you who know Gaetano Vivo, who was the worker with Doreen Virtue, he is one of our regulars, or he's been a host on our show, I should say, special guest, and is going to be back on again. Right now, he's traveling in his own country in Italy, having a blast. So, you know, he sends me stuff back and forth. We're glad you won. Congratulations. We got to grab that phone. They said, Jethro, I've got you to read this. Please read this. I'm a Facebook fan. I found out today that someone else is trying to find a psychic. I sent them to your site, and they were so excited. Now they don't know which one. Why do you have so much variety? Keep it simple. Oh, no. There's so many different ways, and that's what we want. We want you to go there. You're in a bubbly mood, and you've got this intensity. You need that magic of Patty. You need Patty to grab onto you and say, here, we're going to get her done. She's not going to tell you things that aren't there, but she's going to make it seem and know that it's in your grasp, because it is. That's what you want to do. You want to get a hold of one of us that's doing that. You want to get a hold of Jan when you're ready to see that totem. And let's say you're in the mood for Gary Wimmer and he's taking the lithmacy. I love him. He's always been phenomenal. He is that one that's going to show you with those stones and those rocks exactly your future. I've had people tell me 17 to 18 times the same kind of reading energy. That person that tells you that you resonate with, that's your reader. That's why I do that. I love you writing down here. Tony's writing here. I'm over here, and I never win, Jethro. You got to start sending stuff to New York. We love it. We've been listening to you for 6 months. I'm going to put in someday it's going to be you're going to say my name. I just said your name, Tony, but you will get a win or two. We love you, too. I'm glad that you're a very good person that didn't win this time. You're making me laugh. Gotcha. 603, what about you, me, and Patty? 603.
Hi, guys. It's Rose.
Welcome.
Rose!
I played your song last night. Where were you? No, I'm teasing.
You played my song and I didn't hear it last night. I think I fell asleep earlier. I don't know. We were watching the Boston fireworks on TV.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yay, we love you dearly. Glad to call it one of our favorite and regular friends and a person that's a beautiful musician. As the song you hear, I Love You, I Do Love You, and it's very much a song that we love here. So those tuning in, this is Jethro Patty and our wonderful friend Rose Kay. What question can we help you with, Rose?
Well, it's been a few weeks. I haven't talked to you guys, and I've come across some things. I've kind of been putting the pieces together of this puzzle, and I want to talk to Steve about it, and I'm wondering, is this a good time to talk to him about what I think I know is going on or not?
Things are really good.
That's good.
But you've got to be very, very careful. If you do choose to do it now, you've got to be very careful in how you do it. Otherwise, it's going to sound like, well, you know how it'll sound.
Right. I mean, it's nothing that I didn't think I knew, just some business issues where the other one is concerned. And I'm having this feeling that this other person he invested in more than he didn't know that him and I were going to be what we are now at the time. And he invested in some stuff with her. And this is one of the reasons that things are the way they are with him and I and with him and her.
Mm.
I know, that let him and her and he and I and me.
Yeah. I mean, him and I are great, and her and him are just kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a business type of thing with them, and...
Is it something he should know? Is it something that he really should know for, like, business sake? Or is it just something you want to prove?
I guess I just want him to know that, I mean, he knows I'm not stupid. I kind of put things together. And I just needed to, I don't know, I guess I just wanted to tell him that, look, you know, I know she's part owner on this house. And it's in a kitchen on the counter. I know that she has something to do with the house that he owns. And that's why there's limitations as far as him and I go. And, you know, he wants him and I, we want to do so many things this summer. And it's really difficult because he is on this committed thing because of her, you know, and he can only go so far right now. And he's really trying to have him and I do a lot. But it's hard. It's hard because I know she has so much more to do with this whole puzzle than, you know, just coming up and seeing him a couple days. It's because he invested with her. And
So you just want to let him know that you know. You want to let him know that you know.
That I understand, yeah, when he says, you know, we can't go here or we can't do this right now or, you know, I want to give you a key, but I can't because, you know, I don't want him to think that he has to lie to me because I want him to understand that I understand, you know, I understand this whole thing. And
okay.
I'm okay.
So just be very careful in how you say it, and you know
I just,
that.
You know, we haven't had a time together in a while. It's been a couple of weeks, so I just want to make tonight nice, and I don't want to bring anything up till the morning if I can help it. You know, but
well, good.
I just wish that he could read my mind sometimes. You know, because I'm so emotional. I love him so much, and I know how much he cares about me, and I try to say little things here and there to make him think that I do know more than he thinks I know. And I just wish I could kick him and say, you know, wake up.
Well, just know that showing things is often better than saying things. Not that you're saying you shouldn't say things, but when you're really there for him and you're showing him how you feel is better than telling him how you feel. Oftentimes, especially if it's an awkward situation or a not discussed situation, what you need to work on then is your communication with him.
Right. Exactly. But things have been really good, considering.
Okay.
Things are still good. I'm still very happy.
That's good. So again, Jethro, do you agree? You just have to be very careful in how it's said, otherwise it'll sound like.
Yes, I do, and I feel like, you know, Rose, you've got a situation here that's one of those situations that I've never hid from you. We've read a couple times here, and I see the other part of it, that I do see where you're at. You know, you came in here with your eyes open. It wasn't like we wrapped you in swaddling clothes and placed little cuckoo eyes on you, and I love that you're enjoying it, and you're making the best of it, and I see that with your life and your personality. I love you as a friend on Facebook. I love you very much as a client here as you've come through. I also see the angels telling me that what you're experiencing is exactly what Patty said. There's also another part of you that's got to go in, and I see that change coming in that the angels wanted, and that's where you're going to put down a thing of, you know what, it's Rose K's time, and it is a time where you do in your life where, you know what, it is about me. I love this, but you two have got to do this together. I give you credit,
right?
Because I know you love him so much, and there's a little bit of there you're spoiling him. I'm just going to warn you, be careful. Sometimes with men, if you spoil us too much, we get used to it. It's true. I know you didn't want to hear it, but it's true, okay?
Oh, no, I know. I spoil him anyway.
Love you dearly. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You want to use your music. We are going a little wilder. We're having it down. The thing that's going to get you guys right in the room, you've got to do more time because we're out of it. We have like 3 minutes. It's not really much time. Me and Patty always slide one through. We grab that person and give them that quick reading. If you can do a quick question, I hope it's you. 480, you still get to go. How about a quick question for me and Patty?
It's good. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Patty. This is
Hi.
The Alchemist.
Sassy.
My question.
This is
my
Sassy from our radio show. I love her.
My quick question is, I'm getting that thing to move again. Jethro, you can't answer this. This is only for Patty because you have obvious reasons why you wouldn't want me to move right now. So, this is only for you, Patty.
She doesn't move.
Okay.
It takes on another country, for God's sake.
Oh, you're funny. She's funny.
So that's all I want to know. I'm getting an itch to move, and it's not here. It's far. Well, it's where I feel like I'm being called. And everybody knows me. I've moved from here to here to here to here to here. And it's getting another move.
Okay. I get you are our mover, so that's just in your blood, and that's fine, and that's great. But are you sort of running away from something?
No, I wish.
Okay.
I wish it was that simple.
Okay.
No,
all right. Because
I
just got a little binge of make sure that you're it's you know it's your reasons for moving. Well, you're going to do it. You're going to do what you want to do. So I don't know what your question is.
Love it. You guys, we got to get a rain check with you. Ceci was to be our guest this week. Things went kooky, and I saw you on the room, and we never did get any of the phone to work. We ended up actually joking on that show, and we decided that that was the show for all of us to clear up our grievances. We had the silliest time. We love you, Ceci. Definitely, I agree with Patty. I'm going to cry. I always, every time I see this person, I see her once in every blue moon. I got to see her about 2 weeks ago. Now she goes off to another territory. I love you, dear friend. I'm so glad that you called in. This is Chef Ceci, the alchemist, the one phenomenal who got Jethro to leave things alone, like pork, some of the beef. I still want someone to sneak to McDonald's. I'll tell you the truth. I love you dearly. Definitely stay out there and help as many people as you can, please.
Thank you. What a doll she is.
We love our dear friends. We're here. Patty, tell them where they can get a hold of you before they push us out that door.
Please find me on my website, pattynegri.com, PATTINEGRI. Please like me or friend me or both on Facebook and say hi. And where can they find you, Jethro?
With me, psychicsgonewild.com or jethrosmith.net. Either one works. And definitely there. I do tease you guys. I'm at a point with it. I love to make sure you like with it because then you can still get my stuff there on Facebook. I do have a crazy thing going on right now. We have, thanks to Patty and all of our wonderful Psychics Gone Wild people, over 10,000 likes and friends on Psychics Gone Wild. So definitely give us a like there so we can get this stuff to you. Love you guys, and we'll see you next week.